It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 590. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, facebook.com/MikeTechShow, and you can check out the wiki. That is at mtswiki.com. There you will find all of the show notes and links to all of the past shows. It's a great resource. Today is Sunday. I got tied up Thursday night working on some problems that I'm going to discuss. It's been such a busy, busy week. All kinds of in the trenches stories I'm going to share with you. A couple really cool utilities that I'm going to get to, including one of them that was used. And I don't know if everybody realized, because it was just in one episode of Mr. Robot, but there's a utility that I'm going to talk about. And if you're not watching Mr. Robot, you should be. The tech is real, and the software that they use and what they're doing can actually happen, and they can really do. Matter of fact, there was one episode where they introduced a Raspberry Pi into the vaults to be able to take over and control temperatures. We're going to talk about a very cool utility. Next, I have a few emails and some follow-ups to some questions. So before we get started, I want to thank Instant House Call for being a sponsor of this show. It is the ultimate remote control software for helping your clients. If you need to take over a system remotely and be able to have full control to do whatever you need to do, you can do. You can force an emergency reboot. You can reboot and reconnect, booting into safe mode. Lots of ways for you to be able to solve all of your clients' problems remotely. You can try Instant House Call free for 15 days by going to instanthousecall.com or clicking the link on my website. When you sign up for the 15-day trial, enter the promo code MikeTechShow. So let's talk about last week. A doctor's office, one of their front office systems, became heavily infected. And one of the things that they subscribed to was the McAfee as a service. It protected absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, it's difficult to get rid of. I will put a link in the show notes with a tool to remove that service and remove that if you want to remove it for a client or yourself, sort of like the Norton uninstaller that Norton has for their Symantec utilities. You need to rip this out. When I ran Malwarebytes, I had never seen Malwarebytes top 1,000 objects of an infection. This was seriously, seriously compromised, this computer. I spent hours Wednesday night cleaning it. Thursday night, remotely, after it was all cleaned and I laid down the premium version of Malwarebytes, I even put the Malwarebytes anti-exploit. I put Security Essentials. I'm really considering going to a Bitdefender or something stronger than Security Essentials for Windows 7, or something stronger than Windows Defender for Windows 8 and Windows 10. Matter of fact, I would like your feedback on what you're doing for antivirus that's free. I really like Sophos, which is paid. I like F-Secure, which I've deployed with some places. I don't mind having a free antivirus as long as I have the paid Malwarebytes premium and Malwarebytes anti-exploit. Anti-exploit protects your browsers, your office programs. If you were to open up a file that has a rogue macro that's going to do something, your anti-exploit will protect your applications. I also crypto prevent, I put on. I like Woot, Web of Trust for all the browsers. So a system that I completely manage, I will never see this kind of an infection because I've put the security layers necessary to protect it. Well, here's what happened the next day. Their medical software program couldn't run. So I figured, no problem. I'll run the tweaking.com all-in-one repair kit to repair. This is what you do with post-infection. You run that utility and let it clean up as much as we can. Well, here they're having all kinds of DLL problems. The manufacturer of the software, the medical software, remoted in and said, you need to redo your system. Even though everything's running right now, we can't install the program. They're running into problems. I ran that and it still didn't fix everything. This system was so deeply infected with malware that even after fully cleaning it, I really got to redo the system. So that's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow morning. First thing in the morning, the crack of dawn, I'm going to be over at the doctor's office and I'm going to quickly do a FABS auto backup for tech just to get the settings and some things, some of the files that are on the system. I'm going to format the drive. I'm going to blow it away. I'm going to install Windows 7 Professional from scratch. And that's a pain. Like, the first thing I want to do is make sure I got all the drivers. And then this is a Lenovo system, so hopefully I'll be able to get all the drivers from a directory there so I don't have to go searching. Then the next thing is those updates. I'm not going to do all the Windows updates on site Monday morning. I'm going to get them to the point where they can run, and then I'll run the updates that night remotely. And that's a great thing to be able to not tie them up for hours running the Windows updates. And I will also, they have a server that I can put the WSUS offline. They have a Synology device that I can put that all there, and I can run that to help me quickly do all the updates. But again, that takes time and multiple reboots. So I'll do that remotely. So anyway, that was Wednesday night, Thursday night. So spent a lot of time with this. Another client who went on vacation and their Outlook got corrupt really bad. And they just have two POP3 accounts. And it was so bad, I had to redo the full, not just the profile, but I had to reinstall Office in order to correct this. This afternoon, I'm going to be logging in because I didn't move the autocomplete files. So I'm going to be doing that after this show where I'm going to remote in and move that. Here's another client with an Outlook problem that I had to take care of this week where somehow their profile just stopped going to SureWeb to get the mail. And I realized someone tried to redo their profile and they were putting the wrong name in because her email address, when I noticed it, it was wrong. So rather than just even repair that entry in the profile, I just blew away the profile and recreated it. It was so much easier to do that because everything's stored in the cloud at SureWeb, so everything can come straight down. A tip, if you're changing profiles and you want to keep the autocomplete, make sure you rename the profile the same name. So this way, those files, and this is especially for anything prior to Office 2010, you have the NK2 files. So keep in mind, those files are very important where someone starts to type an address and it auto-completes. That's important for clients. And never forget to migrate that or to make sure that that's still working when you are redoing a profile or fixing something for Outlook. The great utility that I use to fix that is NK2Edit. And that's from Nursoft, another great utility that I'll have a link to in the show notes. I link about it and talk about it anytime that I discuss I'm repairing Outlook. I need that utility. That's a required utility on your USB toolbox for doing work. Why we're talking about that, how about I have to mention, because I use this utility almost every day with a client. And this is the Windows Repair Toolbox, the portable version. I was going to spend a lot of time today talking about that, but what came up is another utility that I'm going to talk about after this that I felt was more fun to discuss. This is pretty straightforward. When you download this, it's everything you need to clean a system or diagnose a system. I've actually dedicated a show to this once way back, but it bears mentioning again because it lets you quickly download the latest version of every tool you're going to need to clean a system. One of the utilities that I use all the time now is RogueKiller. RogueKiller has made great strides in improving the utility and its performance. And I really like it. And it always finds things that Adware Cleaner, JRT, has not found. Adware Cleaner completely redid their interface. It's much, much nicer. As a matter of fact, it looks a lot like Malwarebytes has had an influence on Adware Cleaner. And that's interesting because, you know, Malwarebytes bought JRT. I would not be surprised if there's more collaboration or unison with Adware Cleaner. Also, Rogue Cleaner, I think, got a really nice facelift. And if you click on the Malware Removal tab of Windows Repair Toolbox, listed there is CombiFix, RogueKiller, Adware Cleaner, JRT, Hitman Pro, and of course, Malwarebytes. I always run JRT first, then I'll run Adware Cleaner, which requires a reboot, and then RogueKiller. And if RogueKiller finds stuff, you're going to have another reboot. If I want to do a deep cleaning where I can automate running a bunch of tools, this is where they have TDSS Killer, Microsoft, Emasoft, Viper Rescue, and Kaspersky. You can check all of them, check to do full scans. You can even add Windows Repair all-in-one, CCleaner, and even a defrag. You can check that and run it unattended. Here's what I do on retainer clients that I feel need a deep cleaning, and I can run this unattended. I'll have this utility on their system. I will check all those boxes, and then in the unattended fix settings, you can set your email options so it'll send you the logs when this is done. Typically, this full cleaning and fixing takes 4 to 5 hours. I mean, I don't want to be on that system for 4 to 5 hours, but what's really nice is to be emailed a great log of everything that happened. So keep that in mind for some deep cleaning. And now, since it downloads the utility, let's say I want to run just JRT and Adware Cleaner. It's still easier to run this because it will go grab the latest version, install it, and when you're done, it's going to uninstall the software. That's what makes this utility so good. And I'm only going over 1/10. How about to do an update for Java, Adobe Flash, and Adobe Reader? There's an update section. You just click that and it will update Java, update Adobe Flash, update Adobe Reader. You know we're doing that on every system that we touch. Very, very cool utility, Windows Repair Toolbox, and it was worth re-mentioning that. Another utility that I have to talk about that I love, love, love this. There's a free version, and then the full version is just $3.99 for your iPhone, and it's the Network Analyzer. One of the things when I walk into a client and I want to do a network scan, I want to get everything quickly. If they have Wi-Fi, I can get on the Wi-Fi and I can do a report of everything that I find. Here's the nice option here. You can email that report. So you can send it and have it emailed. I can then add it to my notes, add it all my client info. How about on the fly, being able to do a ping, a trace route, who is, get your a speed test, check the DNS. It's a great utility to add to your networking suite of diagnostic utilities when you walk in to an office or even a home. It doesn't matter. Anybody that's got any kind of networking, and everybody does today, this is a nice utility because you can email all of these options to you. That, along with my NetScout Link Spreader, that and also Newt Pro, which is what I have on my laptop that does a deep scanning of the network. And if I have the administrative password, it'll even pull in all of the detailed info for the systems. You could just set the credentials. I get all of that info, collect it all, put it together, and now I have a picture of what's going on and what's there on the network. I don't get network details of problems from these tools, but at least it's reporting on the status and reporting everything of what I'm seeing as I enter that office. Maybe it's, what's the IP address of the printer? Well, I'm going to get that on that scan. What other devices are out there that they don't even know or they forget to tell you? It's great to have that forward analysis. And I wanted to bring that up because I've been using this utility. And once I had the free version and I was using it, you get little ads and things. It is well worth $3.99. I'm not sure if there's an Android equivalent. There might be, but you would have to look at that. Anyway, this goes on all my iPhones, iPads. Anytime I'm at a client, I'm running this and I'm sending the email results to me so I can have it as a permanent record. Now, I mentioned Mr. Robot in the beginning of the show. It's on USA Network Wednesday nights, I think 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I'm not sure what time, but take a look at your TV schedule. This is worth watching because the technology that's being used and the software and even the hardware, like I said, they used Raspberry Pi on episodes. The tech is real. What they're doing, the Kali Linux that they're using for doing the black hat work, it exists, it's real. And I'm going to talk about a utility that I like that was used in an episode of season one. They're on season two now. The main character, Elliot, he collects data on all of, I was just going to say his prey, but it's not really his prey, but anybody he's investigating, and he would take all of that info, and he would save it on a CD, for a music CD, and he would burn it as music, and he would put it in a case. And at first glance, you would think, well, why is someone who's so secure, who... If he was going to be raided by the FBI, he microwaves a lot of the components to destroy the data. Why would he leave all of this out on a CD that anybody could read? Well, he's not really doing that. He's encrypting it and embedding it into music files. And how you do that is with a piece of software that's free that's called Deep Sound. Deep Sound is pretty awesome. And for just playing, what you want to do is download and launch Deep Sound. And I'm doing that right now as we speak. And you need to open what they call a carrier file. This is the file that's going to carry encrypted programs, encrypted files that are hidden within an audio file. So I can take a typical audio file, just a regular MP3, open it up, and I can drag and drop into the secret file section, PDFs, executables, anything, JPEGs, it doesn't matter what it is. When you go to encode it, where you're going to actually add those files, you can click a button to then add an encrypted password. You put that password, these files are encrypted within the audio file. It is extremely cool if you want to hide files to the naked eye. Someone would not only have to have this software, but they would also need to know your encrypted password. It's a way to send files to someone, burying the original content, because what you would do is you would let the recipient know what the encrypted password is. And then they would be able to know that, hey, I got to use Deep Sound to extract these secret files. It is so simple to do. As you can see, it's endless for its application and usage. So I will let you determine how you would best use it for your own purposes or maybe a client. What a great way to hide files. And this just came up in one little episode when he had to extract some of the family pictures that he had archived into a music CD. And it was like on the screen only for a few seconds, but the program is Deep Sound 2.0, and the link will be in the show notes. If you have a few minutes, it's definitely worth playing and exploring with such a utility that you can encrypt and hide programs to the naked eye, where everybody will think it's an audio file, but it's not. Now, of course, the audio file gets bigger and bigger as you add things to it. So it may be an unnatural size for that MP3. So upon looking at it, you would look at the size and you're like, wow, it used to be a 3 meg MP3 and it's now a 50 meg MP3. So keep that in mind. You know, the file size will grow, but it is a usable, real audio file that you have encrypted files hidden within it. I have a couple emails I want to get to. And this is about the Microsoft Accessibility Answer Desk. And this is from Chris from the UK. I've been listening to your show for perhaps more years than I care to remember, but have learned an awful lot of great tips and solutions along the way. So a big thank you for that. Just wanted to feed a little information to you regarding Microsoft Accessibility Answer Desk. I'm actually a totally blind computer user myself, so finding and using software that is accessible, i.e. works with text-to-speech screen readers, is sometimes a problem. However, I wanted to bring to listeners' attention the existence of the Microsoft Accessibility Answer Desk, which is a completely free service to Microsoft users that have a disability. I've included here a link to a podcast called Eyes on Success, which is a U.S.-based weekly cast for blind and low-vision folk. This week, there is an interview with the Microsoft team leader who discusses and highlights the services Microsoft can provide to people worldwide using their products who have a disability. Here's the link to the show, including contact details, and it's right here. Your listeners may also like to know that Microsoft has indefinitely extended the free upgrade path for Windows 10 for users of assistive technology and also users who have a registered copy of Office 2010 upward can obtain a free copy of the Windows Eyes screen reader. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Chris. I know I have a bunch of visually impaired listeners who have wrote me over the years who listen to the podcast. They probably already know about this, but if you don't, this is a great resource. Or maybe you know someone with a vision problem. You now have some links that I'm going to have in the show notes here that can help them. And I'm really glad to hear Microsoft having services like that to help assist with everyone, no matter what the, I was going to say a disability, but it really isn't. I mean, you know, anybody that has any kind of visual problems to be able to continue to use the technology and use it in a way that, that can really help you. That's great to know, Chris. Thank you. And thank you for listening. This is from Martin. Martin was up at the Unconvention. This is a Martin Obando. Mike, on your last show, you talked about a new client with a server, but all the computers were Windows Home. You were going to set up a file server and maybe move to a domain later when you upgrade the computer from home, computers from home to pro. Yes, and that was all done successfully last Friday. Here is an application that I have used to move profiles from a work group to a domain. User Profile Wizard will migrate your current user profiles to your new user account so that you can keep all your existing data and settings. I am embarrassed to say that I've mentioned this utility. Listeners have mentioned this a long time ago, and it completely slipped my mind. And Martin, thank you so much for reminding me of this. And the link will be in the show notes. And this company has a suite of products for Forensit, Forensit. They have a user profile wizard, user profile manager, and trans wizard, the simplest way to transfer documents and settings to a new computer. I have not used TransWiz. I love my auto backup for Tech 6 Pro. That to me is still one of the best to transfer those settings. Martin, thank you. And when I go to upgrade that to a real domain controller and I'm promoting the server to be and install Active Directory and make it a true domain controller, I will definitely use this profile wizard. Keep that in mind. Anytime you're messing with a profile, you have to migrate all the settings, and that can get very ugly, and you need tools to do it correctly. Last email, this is from Scott. Enjoy your show. The most recent one finally gave me a reason to email you. In addition to computer repair, I buy and sell laptops. I made the decision a while ago to not bother with Asus laptops because I and my clients have had so many problems with the touchpad and keyboard on those machines. Can't believe they haven't gotten that figured out by now. Thanks for the great stories. I've been in the computer repair business since 1999 and can identify with a lot of what you talk about. Scott, thank you so much for that email. And it's great sharing things like that so you can take all of this information that either I'm sharing or other listeners are sharing and formulate your own decision and your own path for whether it's for yourself, family, friends, the business you work for, or your clients because you're in the repair business and you're actually in the trenches doing this. Very important to kind of collect all of this and put it all together and come up with solutions. And that's what I always try to present to you, ways to do things. And today's show, there's a lot of links that I will be putting together. I'll probably be posting this up tomorrow night because I still have work tonight to do. I will Facebook and tweet when the show notes are up and ready. I want to thank everybody for downloading and subscribing to the show and staying subscribed. I really appreciate it. Great way to support the show is to use my Amazon link. If you purchase anything from Amazon or know anybody that buys from Amazon, use my Amazon link, amazon.mikenation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to support the show. Also, Fab's Auto Backup 6 Pro. Incredible, incredible. I used it last night to move data from a system that the hard drive didn't die, but is in the process of dying. Crystal Disk Info showed it's all in the yellow, and I got all of their data. And I quickly used auto backup to at least get that initial, all their settings. They only cared about their files, but I was able to provide all their browser settings, all the license info for software, and lots of great things. So keep that in mind. It's a great tool to have to be able to help your clients out. Remember Instant House Call, instanthousecall.com. If you download the free trial for 15 days, please use the promo code MikeTechShow. That's it. Hope to be back on a regular Thursday night schedule this week, but I have to adapt, and my clients and my business comes first. Then family, family first, business next, podcast is third on the lists. That's why over the last few months, I've been having to, you know, move the schedule around and change things around. Thank you for your patience and your understanding of the show schedule being moved around. Hopefully I'll be back Thursday night, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.